Live Aid. On Friday, the 12th of July 1985, I saw an article on the 6 o'clock BBC News. It showed the stage being set up for a concert the following day. It looked quite interesting, but there were often gigs at Wembley Stadium, so it was nothing out of the ordinary. In the nightclub, we had one TV. It was in the food area of the club that we called the Alf Parish Dining Suite, named after the chief constable who got done for spending £25,000 on his luxurious office. I came into the club about 11 a.m. on Saturday, the 13th of July 1985. I put the telly on to see this gig from Wembley. From the build-up to the concert, I suddenly realized this was going to be history in the making. I rang up Adamson TV and asked if they had any old tellies. I got a couple and also had some Rediffusion standard sets upstairs. We also had a large projector that was the size of a piano. I went downstairs to Bridges' discount store and got a Sharp VHS video recorder. It cost 300 quid, it looked cheap and nasty but actually lasted for 16 years. I frantically put up the TV sets on brackets from pots across the road. I wired the audio directly into the PA system, which was already 3000 watts active. As Bono walked onto the stage at 1 o'clock, I had the concert on the PA and two TV sets. It made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, so to speak. I knew that this was one of the most important musical events of the century, and it was unfolding before my eyes and ears. Upstairs we had an old Grundig 9030 projector, but it was big and the picture small. It was a rear projection hood type. I removed the hood and took off the back panel so that the tree guns could project onto a blanket hung from the ceiling. One problem was that the image was upside down, so I had to invert a gun assemble. Also, each gun had 23,000 volts on it and the back would have to be left off. That night Paddy was due to be DJing. I decided to ask him to run the Live Aid concert on the PA. He said this is a load of hippie shit and it won't go down very well. I was furious, so I went onto the stage and put the thing on myself. It was a busy night, some of the younger punters did not like it, but Led Zeppelin went down well. The Rock House was the first club to have large screen projection in Derby, the first club to play compact discs, and the first club to have an active PA system. 10 years to the day from the Live Aid gig, we had a Live Aid night. It was a Thursday. We ran the film from the original concert recorded on the Sharp VHS I got from Bridges Discount. The tapes were kept in the safe for 10 years. Live Aid was not shown on the TV during the period, so it was a nostalgia trip to see it again.